This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The mega spending and budget bill back in a House committee after a tie-breaking vote in the Senate. ABC's Jay O'Brien on what's next.
We are not done with this bill yet. Now that it is cleared through the Senate, albeit by that slim margin, the vice president having to come in and break the tie, it goes back to the House where this bill, because of some attendance issues not long ago, a little over a month ago, passed out of that chamber by just one vote. And we have already heard from more than a dozen House Republicans, including the ultra-conservative House Freedom Caucus, who say they don't like the way that this bill was changed.
President Trump, in a social media post, says he will visit Iowa later this week, kicking off a celebration for America's 250th anniversary. 4th of July travel expected to be record-setting at airports and out on the roads. Weather already hampering flights this week. More than 900 cancellations nationwide just today. This is ABC News.
As Wisconsin is dropping a line in your favorite fishing spot, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For WRCE 107.7, I'm Joanne Krulatz. The Reedsburg Area Medical Center has announced it will be opening the RAMC Laval Clinic in partnership with the Laval Telephone Cooperative to bring primary care to Laval and surrounding communities in the fall. The clinic will provide a local health care option for preventative wellness care. The RAMC Laval Clinic will be located in the Laval Telephone Cooperative, building on Highway 33. It will be open Monday through Friday and will be primarily staffed by nurse practitioner or physician's assistant and medical assistants. There will be 5 exam rooms, basic labs, and the RAMC pharmacy team is working on a way to fill some prescriptions in Laval. Over the next several months, RAMC will be recruiting providers and staff for the Laval Clinic team. They will also be sharing more information about establishing care in Laval for interested patients. Updates will be available on the RAMC website. Safe, sane, sober. 3 words to keep in mind when using fireworks at home. Lisa Hale has more.
Most fire departments will recommend leaving the fireworks to the professionals. But with Independence Day celebrations, there are bound to be some people using fireworks at home. Green Bay Metro Fire Captain Nick Craig said fireworks cause thousands of children to end up in the emergency room every year.
The biggest thing is the amount of injuries. We're looking at over 10,000 injuries caused by consumer fireworks every year. And the ones that are legal for consumers to buy are actually causing the majority of those injuries.
Sparklers are prime examples of that.
They burn at over 1,200 degrees. That's super hot. Obviously, the end of the metal rod on the sparkler is red hot when it's done burning. Sparklers account for 29% of fireworks injuries for children under the age of 5.
I'm Joanne Krulatz.
Big changes for the Bucks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks making some record moves in free agency. They waived Damian Lillard, who suffered that torn Achilles tendon. Lillard, who turns 35 later this month, will be paid $22.5 million over the next 5 years in dead money by the Bucks owners. GM John Horst then making a deal to acquire Indiana Pacers center Miles Turner, a 4-year deal worth $107 million. Turner is 29 years old. He'll replace 37-year-old Brooke Lopez, who will sign a 2-year contract with the LA Clippers. To get under the salary cap, the Bucks had to trade guard Pat Connaughton and 2 future second-round picks to the Charlotte Hornets in exchange for Vasilije Micic, a 31-year-old guard from Serbia. And Milwaukee will also sign 11-year veteran guard Gary Harris of the Orlando Magic. Again, Damian Lillard, no longer with the Bucks, who instead will sign Pacers center Miles Turner. Baseball, Brewers, and the Mets tonight in New York. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
As Wisconsin is brats on the grill for a tailgate, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For the rest of today, temperatures in the low 80s, mostly sunny skies, mostly clear tonight with a low around 63. For Wednesday, sunshine and highs in the mid-80s, slight chance of a thunderstorm in the afternoon. A few showers scattered about Wednesday night with lows in the low 60s.
It's 81 at our studios right now. Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
The Trump administration arresting and deporting these supposed gang members without giving them due process is one of the steps to becoming an authoritarian government.
Dale, thank you so much for the call. And again, I second all of that. Bring them all back and afford them the due process that's a part of our nation, a part of this law, and a part of our tradition in administering justice.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Tracy Ann Mangold, how would you describe what it is that Brian Schimming is caught in the crossfires of?
He's the first paid state chair that they've ever had. And so the belief was that maybe that'll increase his ability to fundraise for the state. Obviously, that has not worked out so well. I've been told that he thinks 4 phone calls a day to fundraise is a lot, which, you know, isn't.
104 might be a good start.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Jay Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Wisconsin state budget, good, bad, what's going on with that? Dan Schaefer will join us to talk about that. Darren Von Ruden and Wisconsin farmers in hour number 2. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11. You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
From the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Alba Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Alba.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Alba, along with our producer and engineer, Mr. Aaron Zommers, on the board. It is 6 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. Welcome into hour number 2 of the big program here on a Tuesday, July the 1st, 2025. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite. Blue skies, or at least mostly blue skies, in downtown Madison at the Civic Media World Headquarters Summers. One of those seasonably nice days, I think, all in all in Wisconsin.
Yeah, it's not super sticky today like it has been in some recent days.
No, but could be sultry come July 4th. 90 degrees are saying in some places on 4th of July. I enjoyed Zommers' reactions to hot weather. Well, guys, by the way, I love days like today. This is a day for a guy who loves doing radio. These are the days you live for. Because, you know, my sister and I have had this conversation. She texts me or whatever in the morning, and she's like, "So what's the show about today?" I said, "I don't know." She's like, "What do you mean you don't know?" I'm like, "I don't know. I mean, I'm trying to think what the show's going to be." And then something happens, and when you woke up, you didn't have a show, but now you got a show.
And well, that was a lot today.
This is the kind of day that we've had today, and I love every part of it. Going to continue to cover and bring you more of this breaking news. Of course, the governor of Wisconsin, Democratic Governor Tony Evers, announcing this morning at 5. He's an early riser, that Tony Evers. And I think that's real. He and Fred Risser, long time, one of the longest for a while, serving state legislator in America, Democrat of Madison, Fred Risser, for years, he would ride the number of miles on his bike that he was old. And I think he did that up until like 88. He'd ride 88 miles on his birthday when he was 88. There's a guy that gets up early. Tony Evers apparently gets up early, saying this morning that a budget deal has been done in principle, a gentle person's agreement involving the governor, Republican Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, and tangentially, Devin Lemieux, Senate Majority Leader, Republican, and Democratic Leader Dianne Hesselbein. So this is truly going to be, apparently, a bipartisan budget, at least on the vote. And earlier today, about a half an hour ago, the Joint Finance Committee, the Budget Writing Committee, approved the budget that on this compromise. Of the 4 Democrats on the Joint Finance Committee, only LaTanya Johnson voted yes. And she is going to be on this network in just under an hour, on Maggie Dawn's show. Jim Santel filling in as guest host today, and Senator Johnson will be on that program as a yes vote on the budget, at least on the Joint Finance Committee on the Democratic side. Democrats right now are in closed caucus, deciding amongst themselves on the Senate side what to do next. But it appears that an agreement is done in principle. Not perfect. Democrats not going to get everything they wanted. And Francesca Hahn, a Democratic assembly person of Madison, is on the socials urging people across the state to call their Democratic legislator and get them to vote no, which I just don't get. And I think when people get frustrated with politics, this is what they say. That look, a deal, a pragmatic deal is better than nothing. On the text line at this hour, John, listening on WMDX in Madison, puts it this way. He says, you have a good idea. Then it gets whittled down to a percentage of the good idea it was originally. Then it gets underfunded. Then we celebrate the, well, at least it was in there, pathetic process, he says. How about some common sense? No such thing in politics. Sad, we humans are selfish idiots. John, in Madison, who knows something about what happens at the state capitol, by the way. I'm not sure if I told this story on the air. I think statute of limitations is passed on this one, the political statute of limitations. I think I can tell this one on the air. Back when my former boss, Dale Schultz, was Senate Majority Leader, and John Gard, that's a name that will ring a bell with some people. John Gard was the Republican Assembly Speaker from Peshtigo, Wisconsin. His wonderful wife, Kate Zeiske, served as state treasurer for a while. Anyway, it was Gard who, you know, he had the Napoleon complex. He was a very short man, but a lot of spunk to him. And he was negotiating, and Jim Doyle was the Democratic governor at that time. And so Dale, my former boss, was the Senate Majority Leader, Republican, and he was in his office, and we get a very angry call from Speaker Gard, the fellow Republican, who was not happy that Dale was coming to an agreement here on a budget. And I can't repeat the entire conversation to remain FCC compliant, but Gard's, and we have him on speakerphone, Gard, in Dale's office, and it resonates throughout the big marble room. And Gard goes, if you think, Dale, that you're going to do this, and we all just looked at each other and was cracking up. We're like, just settle down, John, just settle down. So these are the types of things that go on behind the scenes that John from Madison and Sun Prairie knows very well. But he's right. The good things get underfunded. And politics of the day ultimately too often ends up winning out. We're going to talk more about the state budget here in just a little while. Also, breaking news in Milwaukee, the Milwaukee Bucks have found a solution to their center. Free agent Miles Turner is joining the team. According to our very own Mike Clemens, great sports reporter that he is, Turner reportedly signed a 4-year deal worth $107 million. How about that? And out in Washington, D.C., the United States Senate has passed President Donald Trump's massive tax and spending bill after a marathon series of amendment votes that stretched for more than 24 hours, delivering a major victory for the president and bringing the signature piece of legislation of his second term one step closer to his desk. Although I would argue, unlike this CBS News story, it still has to go back to the House. No guarantees over there under little Mike Johnson. Back to the CBS News story, the measure passed on a 51-50 vote, with all but three Republicans supporting the bill. Vice President J.D. Vance cast the tie-breaking vote. Republican Senators Tom Tillis of North Carolina, which has now been pushed out of office, essentially by Donald Trump, after Tillis voted no on the first round of the bill. Trump said, came out and said, I'm going to primary the guy. Tillis said, don't worry about it. I'm not going to run again. Rand Paul of Kentucky. Remember, if it's not Rand Paul, throw it back. See old Mrs. Paul's fish stick commercial. Rand Paul of Kentucky also was a no. And Susan Collins of Maine Finally, God love her. She did more than send a concerned letter. Susan Collins actually voted no. I'm very proud of Senator Collins. They joined all Democrats in voting against the bill. The vote came after the Senate worked through the weekend and into a scheduled recess to pass the bill, which now returns to the House for sign-off. Mr. Trump has vowed to swiftly sign the measure and push lawmakers to approve it by July 4th, although yesterday he said, if you don't really meet that July 4th deadline, as long as you get it done. There's a lot of really bad things in this budget, by the way, in this bill. And Republicans in Washington don't want you to know it. And that's why, I'm not sure we'll play it, maybe we will. Trump is already dangling something for us to look at, trying to divert our attention away from this into more just kind of nuisance, ridiculous stuff. Trump today said earlier that he is ready to deport U.S. citizens, not making that up. But what's really important is the fact that this bill, and by the way, how about Ron Johnson, our very own Wisconsin U.S. Senator from Wisconsin? There's a real profile in courage. Got no backbone at all. Talked big. Oh, I'm going to vote against it. Ron Johnson. I think Kreitlow came up with the term, didn't he?
I love it.
Pat Kreitlow was spot on. Yesterday on this show, I think on his own show, and by the way, you can listen to mornings with the conveniently named Pat Kreitlow every morning across select stations on Civic Media from 6 until 9. Pat Kreitlow said that Ron Johnson's new name should be spelunking.
Yeah, that he loves spelunking because there's nothing Ron Johnson loves more than caving.
That was well done by Kreitlow. He's absolutely right. I would say that Ron Johnson is politically impotent. Just dangles. That's what Johnson does. That's right. Ron Johnson is politically impotent. He talks a big game. He doesn't really care about Wisconsin. He just cares about staying in favor with Trump and Putin. Where, by the way, 4th of July is coming up. Don't forget, Ron Johnson, one of a handful of Republicans that likes to spend the weekend on the 4th of July in Moscow. He did it before. I wonder if they get the budget done if Johnson goes back to see his buddy Putin in Russia this weekend. We'll find out.
Probably. It would go with his history.
All right, let's have a little fun. We'll get back into news in a minute. But right now, it's 17 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. Time once again for What's Worse. Let's go. Time once again for What's Worse. No prize money to give away. Nothing involved as far as remuneration, but it is your chance to have your voice heard across all 11 stations of the News Talk Sports Network that is Civic Media. And I hear we are growing. That's the word on the street. By the way, haven't talked about this yet. Our friend Jane Matinere and Greg Bach and I will be hitting the road later this month in a community near you. Oshkosh, Bagosh, Butternut. Not butter squash, but butternut. And also, hey, we're going up for the Lumberjack Championships. I'm very excited about this. Jane and I will be competing in axe throwing. So that'll be fantastic.
Will you consume any beverages?
Oh, it might be one or two. A couple, three. No, this is serious. More details on that later, but looking forward to hitting the road with Jane and Greg later on this month. All right, 4th of July coming up this week on Friday. Lots of people are going to be grilling out. Age-old question, what's worse, ketchup or mustard? Ketchup or mustard, what's worse? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Or you can text us on the old Civic Media app. Don't have it? You can download it. Go to your Apple or Android device, to your app store. In the little search bar, you type Civic, C-I-V-I-C, Media. Little CM logo pops up. Click on that. Takes less than a minute. It's free. It's what CBS's Gail King calls a deal. The Civic Media app. What's worse, ketchup or mustard? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. This is a tough one for me. Is this tough for you, Zomers, or not so much?
Yeah, I appreciate them both.
I know. I know. Well, we'll take your phone calls, your text, and have a little fun, and then back into politics. It's a busy, busy Tuesday on the All Ball Show. Join us after this quick little break. Come back. Ketchup or mustard? What's worst? 855-752-4842. From Lake Michigan to Lake Superior, Green Bay to the Mississippi, it's the All Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
If it's not Mrs. Paul's, throw it back.
News from the Center, WRCE.
Find what you love, love what you find. A Total Wine and More, there's so much waiting for you. Spirits and beer, thousands of wines. Guides in the know when price is so low, it just might blow your mind. You're gonna find what you love and love what you find.
With curbside pickup available, you'll always find what you love, only at Total Wine & More.
Drink responsibly, B21.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9000. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We're born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
This is your captain. We are going to be experiencing some slight turbulence. Please fasten your... Oh, hold on. Just got a video of my cat.
Imagine the pilot of an airplane was as confident as you are texting and driving. Seems kind of crazy when you put it like that.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Small businesses are the heart of America. As the nation's largest nonprofit resource of expert business mentoring, SCORE has helped millions of entrepreneurs build their businesses for free. Find a mentor today at SCORE.org.
As Wisconsin has summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'd start walking your way, you'd start walking mine. We'd meet in the middle, meet that old Georgia pine. We'd gain a lot of ground, cause we both give a little. Ain't no road too long.
Country again. This is the same song. A very country day for Zomer.
What's the exact same song as earlier?
Was that intentional or he just hit?
Yes.
Oh, very good.
You know, meet in the middle on the budget, and maybe meet in the middle on ketchup and mustard. I don't know.
I like that. I like that. Very good. Welcome back to the show. 23 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. Going to get back to more serious news in a bit here. But first of all, our daily what's worse. A little fun, ketchup or mustard, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. And we didn't have time, Zomers, in all the breaking news today. We'll do it tomorrow because I want to do it correctly. We're going to do a segment tomorrow, a brand new segment I've been working on. It will debut tomorrow. You're not going to want to miss it. It has to do with the Morgan Wallen concert that was in Madison over the weekend.
Oh, boy. And I know you said you wanted to talk more about it.
And some of the people that came into this fine city. And look, I'm sure many of them are fine people. But some of them, doggies, as Jed Clampett used to say. We'll talk about it more tomorrow. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Let's go to the phone line. Ollie, up in the beautiful North Woods. Ollie, we're going to be up there in a couple of weeks in the North Woods.
Oh, I hear that.
At Hayward. Are you going to come see us at the Lumberjack Championship?
Well, I would love to, but I'm pretty much homebound because of health issues.
Oh, I got it. All right, that's fine. Well, you can join us vicariously through radio.
I definitely will.
All right, well, very good.
Shout out, hi.
Absolutely. So what's worse, ketchup or mustard, Ollie? What's worse?
Well, I think mustard is for only one reason. I have my mother's slip of the lip, and I can't eat anything without spilling on myself. And mustard is harder to get out than ketchup.
Isn't that the truth? Absolutely is. Mustard will really leave a nasty stain.
Like your ladies you're going to talk about tomorrow, maybe I need a rhinestone bib.
That's exactly it. You know exactly where I'm going tomorrow with this. You've already sussed it out. Yeah, these ain't your North Woods country fans that I saw, at least many of them, at the Morgan. I didn't go to the Morgan Wallen concert, but I was downtown when they invaded the city. Lots of rhinestones. You're absolutely right, Ollie.
Well, you have a good afternoon.
Thank you. Always a pleasure, my friend. Thanks for listening up there in the beautiful North Woods at WBZH. I think Jane Matinere is always in for a little bling. She's got some blingy stuff, like earrings and whatnot. We've gone out together. Well, I mean, not together.
Yeah, that's an interesting way to say
it. Her husband would be very upset about that, but I mean, he wouldn't have to worry about me, of course. But no, maybe I think when Jane and Greg and I are up in the North Woods at Hayward, and it's a big, I mean, in fact, if people want us, are interested, Jane and Greg and I might be willing to come and camp on your lawn. Because apparently accommodations, there is the Hayward Lumberjack Championship, and also, and we need to reach out to our friend Robert Pilot, there is a big powwow for Native Americans in Hayward at the same time. So apparently accommodations are slim at best. So it may be a great opportunity. And I know exactly how big of campers and outdoors people Jane and Greg are. It might be the perfect opportunity for us to have a big sleepover outside under the stars. I'm looking forward to that. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Mike, listening on MDX here in Madison. Mike, ketchup or mustard? What's worse?
Oh, it's got to be ketchup. You can put mustard in so many other dishes and so many other foods. And ketchup, you're pretty relegated to, French fries and a hamburger.
Mm-hmm.
But that's about it. How many French dishes can you put mustard in as opposed to ketchup?
Absolutely. I forget what Julia Child's thoughts were on ketchup. Yeah, I'd be interested to go back a little bit. Point well taken. Mustard is a much more Tony condiment, right?
Agreed.
I mean, you don't see ketchup commercials about Grey Poupon and a Rolls Royce. Thanks, Mike. Appreciate it. Thank you so very much. What's worse, ketchup or mustard? Let's go to the text line. John in Madison via WMDX. Ketchup is a sugary waste of any food. Wow. Mustard rules. Murray and mustard go together like two peas in a pot. Dave in New Berlin asks, you had a date with Jay Matinere. Every kid in America wants to be you. Well, isn't that the truth? No, obviously just as friends, but no, I, this is in all seriousness. What I think, and Jane can speak for herself, I would say one of, if not the highlight of our trip together last year around Wisconsin, Jane and I ate a lovely dinner at Balsam Lake at a restaurant and lodge there. It was movie-esque. It was like cinema-esque. The setting, we had loons, we had a sunset. We had a great server who also owned our Airbnb.
Nice.
And great food and great conversation. Because that's at the heart. The reason there's a lot of reasons Jane Matinere is successful. But in my opinion, one of the biggest reason perhaps is she's just herself. When you sit down and have a drink and dinner with Jane, you get the same thing you do every day between 9 and 11. So I'm looking forward to it. It should be absolutely fantastic. Brian in Green Bay on WGBW says, is there a ketchup museum in Wisconsin? Enough said. Point well taken. Middleton Mustard Museum. That's a real thing. Check it out. When you're downtown in Middleton, Wisconsin, just outside of Madison, Terry in Cross Plains and MDX says Hunt's ketchup is the worst. Heinz all the way. Agree with you, Terry. We'll come back, get Zomers and I take, wrap that up, and more serious news all ahead. Don't go anywhere. Farm Update with Pam Yonke and the team is next on the Civic Media Ready Network.
Pardon me. Do you have any gray poupon?
This is News from the Setter, WRCE. Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Department of Agriculture says it will allow live cattle back into the United States. The borders were closed to stop the movement of the New World screwworm. I'm Stephanie Hoff. Along with you on a Tuesday, this is the Midwest Farm Report. Market advisor John Heinberg joins us from Total Farm Marketing. He says we do not want to see this pest infect the U.S. herd. USDA invested another $8.5 million to control it.
The USDA is going to start a plan. Starting on Monday, they're going to be slowly opening some of the different port points or the border points where these cattle can come across so they can obviously see the cattle come across, monitor what's happening in terms of that New World screwworm and then the infestation that gets in, that could get into the United States. So it's going to be still a very, very controlled process. But we're going to start seeing some of those cattle come across the border. You know, cattle supplies continue to stay extremely tight, especially in that feeder cattle side. And that trickles into what's in the feedlots here going well into 2026.
This is something the cattle industry is going to be watching closely. John Heinberg along with us. He's a market advisor with Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend. Stick around for a look at closing markets coming up.
Hey, sis, how much is a million?
I don't know, but it sounds like a lot.
It is. Do you know there's almost 14 million kids? They don't have enough food?
Connor, all kids should have the food they need to grow and play.
One of five kids in America is food insecure with a significant impact in rural areas. You can help. The National Association of Farm Broadcasting invites you to help the nearly 14 million kids facing hunger in America. Go to NAFBHunger.com and help end hunger.
There goes Pam Yonke across Wisconsin in her suburban truck. Thanks to Equity Livestock Cooperative, marketing your livestock, financing your operation, and supporting the livestock community since 1922. And to Cleary Building Corp. Cleary Building Corp. Built with pride before the shamrock is applied. Explore clearybuilding.com today. Keep up with Pam at MidwestFarmReport.com and on Facebook and Instagram.
On the close Tuesday from Chicago, corn markets are lower. Cash corn closed down 3.25 cents at 4.06 a bushel. December new crop corn down 3.5 at 4.22 a bushel. No change for cash soybeans closing at 10.29 3/4. November new crop beans closed up 0.25 cent at 10.27 1/4. And new crop wheat is up 10 3/4 cents closing at 5.49 a bushel. Fluid milk is moving in the other direction. The August Class 3 milk contract is down 30 cents at 18.40 a hundredweight, and the September Class 3 milk contract is down 26 cents at 18.93 a hundredweight. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For the rest of today, temperatures in the low 80s, mostly sunny skies, mostly clear tonight with a low around 63. For Wednesday, sunshine and highs in the mid 80s, slight chance of a thunderstorm in the afternoon. A few showers scattered about Wednesday night with lows in the low 60s.
Right now, it's 82.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
It's National Handshake Day, but I find the idea that you just meet someone and you're holding a body part of theirs kind of odd. Hello, stranger. I'd like to squeeze your hand. Let's have an intimate act here. I have no idea where it's been or how you choose to use your hand in your spare time, but I'd like to hold it for a while. Unless it's a friend. Look, I don't know why we have to touch each other when we barely know each other.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Sturgeon Spirits Distillery founder Carl Lowenstein into the studio. And the 4th of July is fast approaching, so we talk fireworks. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Syndicated Radio Network for every season. As I turn in my chair, 35 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. I love these days. Can you tell? I love a busy news day. I love breaking news. It's energizing. Lots of stuff going on. We played that song. I'm going to get to more newsy news in just a minute. Going to finish up what's worse as well. But I wanted a shout out. A shout out to David Zurich, who has been on this program talking about his book called The Third Coast, America's Great Lakes Shoreline. For those folks watching on the stream, yes, you can watch us on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Twix, X, whichever you want to call it, each and every day. And it's a super cool book, super cool person to talk with. Let me show you a couple of pictures because we have quite a few viewers today on the stream, and we appreciate that so very much. Look at this one. This is on an ice fishing shanty on Shaguamagon Bay, Wisconsin, in 2022. I just like saying Shaguamagon. But it's a really cool photo with the right out of the ice, a little shanty. And this also kind of a beige color, a shovel right by the door. And really the only color in the photo is a solitary U.S. flag flying on the ice shanty there in Shaguamagon Bay. So just some, as Zomer, as you said, it's a great combination of people and also landscapes, which I think is really cool.
Yeah, definitely. And a lot of very crisp, well-composed images.
That's a good way to say it. So many thanks to David Zurich. Check out his new book called The Third Coast, America's Great Lakes Shoreline, a foreword by Jerry Dennis. Get it wherever your books are, wherever you get your books. And we'll have him back on the program very soon. Thank you so much. Appreciate that. Let's wrap up. What's worse for today? Ketchup or mustard, 855-752-4842. Also get to a couple of texts here. What's worse, ketchup or mustard? Heather, watching up in the beautiful Chippewa Valley up there on Facebook. Heather says, plain yellow mustard is worse, but I also mix mayo with my ketchup. And yes, only Heinz ketchup, no Hunt's. All right, thank you. Appreciate that, Heather. You said, what were you saying, Zomers, over the break?
Yeah, it's actually a really common thing to mix mustard, ketchup, and mayo together. And that's what a lot of restaurants use for either fry sauce or burger sauce. And I do that when I make burgers at home and just spoon a little bit onto the bun that had been freshly toasted before putting the burger on. It's really good.
What is the terrace down here at the Union? Is it the terrace sauce? What do they call it?
I don't know what they do.
It's
for
kind
that.
Of a, I think there's like Thousand Island in that.
It's some people use Thousand Island. Some people do that combo. They're similar. They work well.
Lori, listening up in beautiful Hayward on WBZH. Lori, we're coming your way here with Jane Matner and Greg Bach later on this month. Lori in Hayward says, good afternoon, Todd. Just wanted to let you know that ketchup was the top of my family's grocery list every time I shop. They use ketchup on everything, eggs and any kind of meat and potatoes. And my husband even uses ketchup on spaghetti. Really? But the way Julia Child's favorite food was an In-N-Out burger with onions, pickles, and ketchup. Look at that. A Julia Child connoisseur. Lori and Hayward, appreciate that input there. See, I think that's one of the reasons people like Julia Child, because she was French-trained as a cook, but she wasn't stuffy about it.
She also liked Costco hot dogs.
Really? I did not know that. Oh, just put it on there anywhere. Don't worry about it. Just throw the chicken down there and plop it down. Give it a good hit. I love Julia Child. Did you ever see that movie, that biopic on her?
Julia and Julia, I think
yeah,
it was called.
Yeah, I never saw that. Did you?
Yeah, it was a very fun movie. Although, we watched it as a family, and there were a couple of jokes in there that they made that my mom was like, I wish you didn't hear that. And I am not going to say them.
Oh, that's probably a good thing. Dave in New Berlin says, mayo and ketchup mixed is yummy. All right. Very good. That's nice to know. Mike in Green Bay. Generally speaking, ketchup goes with more things. However, if you're handling tubular meat, mustard can't be beat. I like the rhyme. Well, it's true. I mean, hot dogs, brats, wieners, all tubular meats. And lots of mustard there. Dave in New Berlin, again, I bet it was a great conversation, I guess just on the ketchup and mustard thing and the mustard museum. Oh, no, my dinner with Jane Matt Nair on our trip last year. Yeah, it was a great conversation. Jane's a great conversationalist. That's why she has a great program, successful legend in radio in Wisconsin. My friend Jane Matt Nair, check her out every morning between 9 and 11. What else here? Let's finish this up. Let's see here. Gordy, our friend Gordy Kopke. I was just down at Kopke's greenhouse in the town of Dunn, one of our great sponsors here at Civic Media, just outside of Oregon. I was down there, Gordy, over the weekend. I think it was on Saturday. No, it was Sunday. I was coming back from beautiful Monroe, Wisconsin. Stopped in. They have 20% off right now on most of their plants left at the greenhouse, at Kopke's greenhouse. Get on down there. Still some great deals to be had. I got some salvia. Some dark blue, beautiful, not Dom salvia, but it's dark blue salvia, and it's good for hummingbirds and butterflies. So Kopke's Greenhouse, one of our fine sponsors, now 20% off of most annuals. Get on down there. Gordy says ketchup on the fries, mustard on the brat. Really?
I think he's got it right.
Yeah, I think Gordy's got it right there. What else here? Is that pretty much? Oh, Chris, our friend Chris up at WRCE, listening in Blue River, Wisconsin. Sounds with Simo, I think that's Simo on Saturday afternoon. It has a great music program on WRCO. My friend Chris in Blue River says, "Sorry, Todd, but that's not a great question. What's worse, ketchup or mustard? If I'm eating pastrami or a brat, then it's brown mustard. If I'm eating a burger, then it's ketchup and probably yellow mustard. If I'm eating a Chicago dog, no ketchup, tomato instead with yellow mustard and everything else." Well, there you go. There's a guy who knows his condiments.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Chris. 855-752-4842. Let's wrap it up. Kurt in Madison on WMDX, as our friend Earl Ingram is fond of saying. Kurt, you get the last of it. What say you?
Well, since you brought up Julia Child, my choice is mustard. My mom was an excellent cook. And unlike I was disappointed my father didn't watch much sports on TV, I was watching all the cooking shows with my mom. And the best was Julia Child with Jacques Pepin.
Oh, yes.
And the yes. thing I loved about Jacques Pepin is Julia's, they're making this dish. And she was by the numbers. So if it called for a quarter stick of butter, she put the quarter stick in the butter. Then she would turn to the right, and Jacques would take a big slab of butter and drop it into the pan. And she would turn and go, "Ooh,
yes." So, they were great together, weren't they?
They were fantastic.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Thanks for the call, Kurt. Thanks for that great memory. I appreciate it. Thanks for listening. Always appreciate it. Zomers, quickly, what's worse, ketchup or mustard?
This is a really tough one because, as many of our texters have said, there's a place for all of it. But I think if I had to have only one, I would pick mustard. I would say ketchup is worse just because mustard has such a wide variety of flavors. You know, there's yellow mustard, there's brown mustard, there's spicy mustard. There's so many kinds, and they're very useful in things like in recipes besides just as condiments.
For the reasons you stated, I'll agree with you. As Bill Burkett, the late, great Bill Burkett, county board member back in Richland County, once said, I'll go along with that. So mustard. Mustard is better and ketchup is worse, given all of the evidence today. All right, that's how we do it. What's worse every day? Have a little fun here and there. Always enjoy it. Tomorrow on the show, it's hump day, and that means that Pat Kreitlow and Trygve Olson will be here. Pat Kreitlow of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow and Trygve Olson, senior advisor of the Lincoln Project. Going to keep following this hot news out of both capitals, both state and federal capitals. And we're awaiting a state Supreme Court decision on the future of abortion in this state and women's access to health care. So we'll see if that breaks tomorrow. And we were scheduled for a best of show on Thursday, but Aaron Zomers, being the great producer that he is, said, no, I will give up my vacation day and come in and schlep radio with you all. And so we'll be here because there's so much. It's breaking news. You understand? It's a breaking news week. It is a Votorama. It is a firework fiesta of news. And we don't want to miss out on it. We want to bring you the latest. And so we're going to be here on Thursday, and our own Dan Schaefer has agreed to come on and recombobulate with us on all the news at 2:30 on Thursday. So that'll be fun.
There's just too much to talk about for us not to talk about it.
That's right. So we'll be here looking forward to it in nervous anticipation. And with this announcement, and now the state budget, if you're just joining us about an hour ago, hour plus, the Joint Finance Committee in the state capitol, the Budget Writing Committee, passed the budget deal plan that the governor and the legislature have agreed to, these Republicans in the legislature and some Democrats. It passed. Three of the four Democrats on the Joint Finance Committee voted no. However, LaTanya Johnson, state senator, Democrat, voted yes. And she is still, I believe, scheduled to be on the Maggie Dawn program at the top of the show. Jim Santel filling in for Maggie Dawn, always does a great job. Jim will talk with Senator Johnson about her yes vote on the Joint Finance Committee and the implications thereof. So we're going to keep following that for you as well. I think if you look at this news today, I want to dive into this just for a minute. A couple of things. Part of this is a tax break, the way it's being pitched, and understand this is still fluid. I've been on the air preparing for after this has been announced, so I haven't seen all of the language. Bob Lang, you're going to hear that name a lot the next few hours, or if you're not, you should. Revered Bob Lang, who heads up the nonpartisan legislative fiscal bureau, or as former Senator Rob Coles likes to call it, the bureau, the fiscal bureau. I just love how he says it. Anyway, Bob Lang, the fiscal bureau, are still putting everything together. And reportedly in this agreement, there is a tax credit for people's energy. It's like you have your electric bill. But here's my question. Because I'm sure, I don't know. So my apartment, Zomers, my electric bill averages $70 a month. So you look at the taxes on that. What is it, like $2, $3 a month maybe for my taxes, for my electric? Most individuals don't have a big... They don't get taxed a lot on their energy, really. But you know who does? Big corporate businesses.
Because it turns out they use a lot more electricity than we do.
I mean, I know. I won't disclose. There is a Wisconsin-based business who sets aside nearly $1 million a month for their energy use. Electricity. Well, taxes on $1 million, that adds up. So my question on this is this so-called tax break for energy really about us as individual Wisconsinites, or is this just kind of a tax break for big business? I don't know. That's one question. University of Wisconsin system. Okay, so they get some of their buildings. That's good. They actually get a small increase rather than an $87 million cut, which is good. But also, if you look at the details that are emerging, it appears that now in this budget that somehow the legislature is going to be able to control what professors, like their workload. At least that's what it appears right now. So now, once again, my former party that wants less government, not only do they want to be in women's business on the reproductive rights, not only do they want to be in my bedroom and find out who I'm sleeping with, which I can tell you that's not too exciting, but they also now want to tell our university professors how many classes in their workload when we're a research university. Back with more after this. It's the All Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
This fall, there's only one place to be, Camp Randall Stadium. Wisconsin football returns with can't-miss matchups, including Maryland, Iowa, Washington, and more. From the first touchdown to jump around and the celebration of the fifth quarter. Experience the traditions and unforgettable memories that make Wisconsin football so special. Single-game tickets are now on sale. Lock in your spot today by visiting uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. Wisconsin football game day starts here. We'll see you at Camp Randall.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Indy Duttagupta, he is with the Center for Law and Social Policy.
The Trump administration's agenda is reducing economic growth. The programs that they're proposing cutting, like Medicaid and SNAP, especially for kids, actually more than pay for themselves. So we are really looking at a tough long-term economic outlook entirely created by the current policymakers.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m. Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Tracy Ann Mangold, how would you describe what it is that Brian Schimming is caught in the crossfires of?
He's the first paid state chair that they've ever had. And so the belief was that maybe that'll increase his ability to fundraise for the state. Obviously, that has not worked out so well. I've been told that he thinks 4 phone calls a day to fundraise is a lot, which, you know, isn't.
104 might be a good start.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
For 75 years, the Muscular Dystrophy Association's voices have thundered through the halls of Congress.
For 75 years, we've willed the impossible into existence.
For 75 years, the MDA community has pushed the science,
shifted the narrative,
and established the field of neuromuscular medicine.
And until that day, when this is all a thing of the past,
you couldn't stop us if you tried.
Join us and celebrate 75 years of breakthroughs at MDA75.org.
Teachers are diverse, skilled leaders, innovating to prepare students for our fast-changing world. Teaching shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org, supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wrce.fm/contest-terms. As Wisconsin is summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network. Work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
Welcome back to the Tahlewall Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, where it is now 8 minutes before the hour of 4 o'clock at the top of the hour. ABC, CBS, or James Kelly News, depending upon which of our great stations you're listening to. Here in Wisconsin, a weather update. I'll give it to you right now. It's nice. Get outside. There's the weather. There'll be a more scientific weather update for you for weather team. And then it's Mike Clemens, busy guy. Breaking news down in Milwaukee at Fiserv Forum. Bucks lineup changes, all in hopes of keeping Giannis in Milwaukee. Clemens will have the latest for you after the top of the news. And then the Maggie Dawn Show from 4 until 6 here on the Civic Media Radio Network. And I was mistaken. Apparently Maggie is here for part of... She's going to start the show off. I feel like Johnny Carson. Maggie is here. Maggie is not here. She's here? No, Maggie is here. And so she's going to be talking with State Senator LaTanya Jackson, or Johnson, at the top of the show, because Senator Johnson is one of the yes votes on the Democratic side on the state budget. So that'll be great. Great interview coming up. And then I believe Jim Santel is going to tag team, take the baton for the other part of the show. So it's a twofer on the Maggie Dawn Show. Do not miss it between 4 and 6. And then our great friend Pete Schwabba, who I got to see yesterday. I was up in WGBW doing the show up there, second hour. But again, many thanks to Kreitlow and Trigby for taking hour number one yesterday was up. And it's always lovely. The staff up there, the facilities, the staff, everything about WGBW is fantastic. So many thanks to I walked in and Amanda goes, am I producing you? I said, no, I'm self-contained today. Don't worry. I'm not. So it was great. And so Schwabo will be on from 6 until 8 tonight with Nightlight. So all kinds of great stuff coming up here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Just finishing up on this, I get it. I get it on this budget, the state budget, that some people are, they don't like it. They think it's only a half a loaf or less. I guess what impresses me the most about it is that there is apparently, we think there's going to be a budget. And I still say, even though that, sure, I'll admit that this agreement appears to have some flaws in it, that not everybody got what they wanted. But given the alternative of no budget, remember Wisconsin, it's not like the feds where if you don't have a budget agreement, everything shuts down. In Wisconsin, you just go back to the previous base budget or what they passed last time, which in this case would have meant $0 for childcare. We've had Corrine and I know Jay Matt Nairn's had and Greg have her on. We've learned on this program of how difficult that would have been for families all across the state to have no dollars put in for childcare. Catastrophic. And yes, I get it. There's not enough money in here for K-12 education. Probably not enough money in here for the UW. Lots of questions to be had. But I'm willing to give Robin Voss and Tony Evers, Assembly Speaker and Governor respectively, that they knew how to negotiate and bring each other to the table. And they got something done. And in today's political atmosphere, that's not nothing, to use the double negative. The question now, assuming that this is a done deal, the question now is what happens next? Especially in regard to Governor Tony Evers, who said that once this budget bill is signed, he will announce whether he's going to seek re-election or not. Talk more about that tomorrow. May have a little news. So stay tuned. And again, I get some of these Democrats that are trying to earn political points, I guess from a political standpoint. But you've heard me say on this show before, I know I've gotten flack from people on the left and Democrats when I use the phrase, well, you know, you have people, Democrats who are far left. Well, Todd, what do you mean by that? Give me an example. Look, if you're out there on social media telling people around the state outside of your own district to call their Democratic lawmaker and lobby them to vote no on this budget deal, you're far left, because that's not a solution. If you don't like the deal that was done, then offer something else that's realistic, that could actually be put out there and voted on and passed. As Forrest Gump once said, that's all I got to say about that. Also, going to be interested in this budget agreement, transportation monies as well. Where does that all come from? State Senator Kelda Royce on the program earlier today. Many thanks for her. There's somebody, again, who I have a lot of respect for. It appears, as she said earlier on the show, that she's a no on this, but she said, look, I'm open-minded enough. I'm going to go to my caucus and listen to my colleagues. I had no problem with somebody who says, hey, on principle, I'm a no on this. That's fine. But don't go out and try to, and not this, and Senator Royce is not doing this. But others in the legislature, Democrats, who want to go out and somehow try to kill this thing based on political points, I don't get that part. That's why people look at me and say, Todd, they should all be thrown out. You know, that's what gives politics a bad name. A great show today. The fun show. Lots of news. Appreciate everybody who came on today. Mike Clemens, our great sports reporter, talking about that breaking Bucks news. Dan Schaefer, our political editor, also the founder of the Recombobulation Area. State Senator Kelda Royce. Am I missing anybody, Zomers?
I don't think so.
All the Zomers. Thank you, Zomers. And to all of you for listening, we're going to be here tomorrow. Pat Kreitlow, Trigby Olson, more of your calls, more breaking news. We're going to be here all through Thursday up until our special 4th of July show on Friday. Enjoy your day. Stay safe out there. Todd Allball saying whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, do not give up. Keep banging your drum. We'll see you tomorrow.
Keep banging on your drum.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. A House committee has taken up the mega bill after it passed the Senate with Vice President J.D. Vance casting the tie-breaking vote. It follows a marathon session and party infighting over massive cuts to programs like Medicaid to pay for tax breaks for the wealthy. President Trump getting closer to finalizing his domestic agenda.
President Trump on social media said there is much to be proud of after the Senate narrowly passed his tax and budget bill. The president urged House Republicans to come together, saying they have to ignore their, quote, occasional grandstanding standards and do the right thing and pass the legislation and get it to his desk by July 4th. Karen Travers, ABC News, the White House.
In New York City, jurors in the Sean Diddy Combs sex trafficking trial have sent a sixth note to the judge since starting deliberations yesterday. Volatile storms impacting airports on the East Coast for a second day. More than 900 flights, according to FlightAware, have been canceled nationwide just today. This is ABC News.